Yep, we're at 5 o'clock. It is 5 p.m. on May 5th, 2020, and I will call to order the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors business meeting. We are meeting via Blue Jeans app under Oregon State Executive Order 20-16. I'll call the roll. Cameron Gogas.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
Tom Donahue.
Here.
For the record, Sean Carlton is not with us yet. And as you all know, we are on Blue Jeans app. We can see each other. We have, there's Sean. And Sean Carlton is joining us. We're waiting for his video to pop up. And he should be there momentarily. In the meantime, we'll move forward. The business meeting minutes of April 7th, 2020. Any comments or corrections?
Hearing none, I'll move that we approve the amendments of the...
Oh. And hang on, I thought I saw Tom with his hand up. Tom, do you have questions or comments?
No.
I think his answer was no.
Correct, no.
Okay,
right, thank
then
you.
I'll move that we approve the business meeting minutes of April 7th, 2020.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the business meeting minutes of April 7th, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm not getting the video on everybody. Sean, show of hands if it's aye. Tom, show of hands if it's aye. And I'm not getting Tom's video.
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Okay.
none opposed. The motion to approve the meeting minutes of April 7th, 2020 passes. Item 3B, the meeting minutes of April 14th, 2020. Any comments or corrections, please?
Hearing none, I'll move that we approve the business or the meeting minutes of April 14th, 2020.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the business meeting minutes of April 14th, 2020. All in favor? Please say aye,
aye
and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Don, I didn't hear your aye or see your hand.
Does Sean have
Don?
Sound?
Don, can you hear us? Don, can you hear us? Let me take a pause there. Sean shows his video is on. Sean, can you hear us? Okay, we have a bit of a technical glitch, but we have four ayes. Any opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion passes for approval of the minutes of April 14th, 2020. Item 4A, accounts payable for April 7th, April 15th, and April 30th of 2020. Any questions regarding the accounts payable?
Yes.
Cameron, please go ahead.
Tom.
I'm sorry, Tom. Please go ahead.
April 15th, Cummins Northwest Incorporated, was that for the pumps maintenance?
Generators.
I couldn't hear you.
Generators.
Generators. Okay, also on the 15th, Springbook Software LLC, was that for the Blue Jeans?
No, that is the software we use for our accounting service, and those payments are for processing checks through the system.
Second.
It used to be called Acela, but they made those changes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to offer them.
Okay, April 30th, EQ Northwest Region. Is that for Oregon, the feds? Is that for testing or licenses or what?
That's our permit. That's DEQ permit, MPDES, and it's Oregon.
Permit for what?
To discharge and operate a wastewater treatment system. Essentially what that does, it looks at how many connections we have, and they have a standard rate for each connection. It's an annual fee.
Okay, that's annual.
Yes.
Okay, also on the 30th, for $77,000, McClure and Sons Incorporated. What's that for?
That's our contractor.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, thank you. That's the contractor. It's a payment for the additional work that we're having them do for the wastewater treatment plant. We had excess grant money, so we went with options 1 and 2 to do some additional work, and that is one payment of about, I don't know, $478,000. There'll be more to follow.
So that's like set up on a quarterly then, right, Michelle?
I'm sorry.
That's set up on a quarterly payment?
No, it's set up, they bill us as they process the work. The majority of the work won't be done till the end of May, June. So we'll get probably hit with one or two more bills. This is
one final item.
Okay.
Yes, Tom, go ahead.
For $1,000, what do they do?
Who was it?
Who?
I still didn't get it.
Tom, would you repeat again, please?
April 30th, $1,055, UpTech Incorporated.
Oh. That's equipment. That's an equipment vendor that we purchased pumps from.
So what was $1,000 for?
Do you remember?
I believe it was a purchase of a 2-horsepower pump for one of the lift stations.
That's right.
Okay, that's all I have.
So
thank you, Tom. Anyone else?
A question. Occurred?
Yes, Cameron.
So that's part of the upgrading of our lift station pumps, right?
That was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, but that was more of a general maintenance item.
Yes. That's correct.
So, and it being so small, it wouldn't be a capital project or anything. So that was routine maintenance performed on our collection system.
That's correct. It wasn't part of the system revival that we're going to do.
Okay.
Thank you. Hearing no questions, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve the accounts payable for April 7th, April 15th, and April 30th of 2020.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the accounts payable for April 7th, April 15th, and April 30th of 2020. All in favor, aye, please hands.
Aye.
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 Oh, we got Sean.
Yes, we aye. Do. All right. All opposed, hearing none. The accounts payable for the periods mentioned have been approved. Item 4B, Fiscal Year Report 19-20. Any questions for the authority manager? Okay.
Nope.
Hearing none, we'll move forward. Item 5, Manager's Report. Kurt?
May. In the month of April, we had no permit violations with DEQ and no monitoring or other violations for the drinking water program. I want to go right to the COVID-19 impacts.
Yes.
And go through some of those. Our office remains closed to in-person transactions. Operations staff has remained relatively healthy. We're all doing well. Water demands are below normal as a result of COVID-19 restrictions. Also, sewer flows are below normal. It was pretty apparent in April. Social distancing has been enhanced in the office, and our office staff, excluding myself, have continued to work remotely as much as possible. If there is no other questions regarding the COVID impacts at this point, I'll go through a couple other items on the manager's report. The master plan, was there a question? Yes, Cameron.
Has anybody called about anything of questions or problems or anything related to the COVID? Anything that the ladies have had somebody call in or questions or any problems that anybody has come up about this?
I can't think of anything specifically, Rochelle or Michelle.
No. No. Rochelle's on mute, so.
Oh, okay. She can nod, yeah, her nod works. But, no, Cameron, we really haven't noticed anything.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Well, yeah. Maybe that speaks well of the community, that we don't have people out there spreading harebrained ideas about this being carried in water or affected by the sewer plant or anything like that. So
yes,
or their shell.
I'll take that as a good thing.
That is, we've not had a single concern that I can recall coming in from our community. Let's see. I also wanted to cover the master plan status. We've been working with Parametrics to provide them data for the master plan, and we've provided them probably 95% of their information so far that was needed, and we're scheduled for a completion in early December. We're on track there. And I saw Tom had his hand up.
Yes, Kirk, prior to that, we were talking on your report, video conferencing software. I certainly don't agree that this is, we've worked the bugs out.
Yeah, point taken. We'll continue to work on this, and I do know we have a lot of time committed to this software program. We were really hoping and really believed that it was going to be the best solution, at least temporarily. But if we need to look into other options, we'll look deeper into it.
For myself, I've been working with Michelle, and she has been working with Blue Jeans and gave some possible troubleshooting tips, one of which was how fast the bandwidth was, and I tested my machine and my connection, and it was about 5 times more than we needed. So that's not part of the problem, and I'm kind of at a loss at what this could possibly be.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Because I think actually a network error message pop up on the screen. So I don't know if it's how that affects things, but in the future, whatever.
No, point taken. And if we need to talk, I'll reach out to a communications technician to see what their thoughts may be, because we really believe that it's not necessarily a software program, that it's an internet connection. But obviously you've looked into your bandwidth capabilities, and we just might need an expert to evaluate each of our systems.
John, you had a question?
Yeah, two things. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. So one, I definitely have noticed, and that's one of the problems I had when I first started and I changed it, the browser that you use, at least on my end, seems to play a significant role in the quality of the interaction. So that might be something to look into. And then in regards to the master plan, you know, to the extent that any information that's going into the master plan has to do with the time frame of March 1st through, you know, December of this year, let's just make sure that we take that into account.
We're using past information.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Michelle is correct, but as we move forward, as we get near the end of the master plan development, we will need to take that into account, I think, as we move forward with the master plan. So, good point.
John, what browser are you using?
Right now I'm using Firefox.
Really?
But I've had significant problems with all of the Microsoft browsers. So I've had problems with Microsoft Edge, and I've had problems with Microsoft Explorer.
I'm on Chrome, and on the Microsoft Edge, I still have problems with both, but I haven't tried Firefox.
Okay, good to know.
And I believe I'm on Firefox, and I think it's been working very well. So that may be a good option.
Kirk, you want to continue?
Sure. I also wanted to point out that the PCJ WSA sign was installed out front. For those of you that have been driving by, you may have noticed. We placed it in the same location it was originally, and I think it definitely spruces up the place.
That's good news. Thank you.
And then I have one other item I'd like to share. It was a rather large item. But it's been resolved, and that's the Tillamook County Emergency Communication District no longer provides emergency dispatching services to public works and utilities, and we had to switch. So we've arranged to have TCP or TCB taking care of business dispatch services out of Newport to handle our dispatch services, and we've used it for our standby call-outs for a week now, and I'm confident that this is going to work well for us. And I'm happy to answer. Oh, Ann, do you have a question on that?
Well, I just had a comment. I was very pleasantly surprised at the cost per month for that service. I don't know that we have need to use it all that often, but I'm pretty impressed with $40 a month for up to 25 calls.
Thank you. I felt the same way. It seems very reasonable. Currently, they're really only going to be receiving calls from our customers that call to report problems. But ultimately, we intend to expand it to start accepting alarms from our lift stations, pump stations, and other our other facilities. So it is very reasonable price.
John, did you have a question and then to Cameron?
No, my question got answered in the interim. Thank you.
All right, Cameron?
Kurt, would that push the 25 calls on our lift stations? How many calls do we usually, in a month's time, would we get as far as a problem? Would that 25 calls push us above?
I don't think we'll be anywhere near 25 calls, even once we roll out. But we'll keep a close eye on that, and Rochelle, I believe it was $1 per call above that point. Am I correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
So are we on a contract with them, or is it a month-to-month?
It's month-to-month.
Okay. Would it be better if we did a contract?
The way it was written, it seemed pretty straightforward. The costs were, I can look into that, Cameron. I can't say for sure it would be better, but this was really the only proposal they provided us.
Ann?
One more question from a customer's standpoint. If somebody has an emergency, I'm assuming that they call the regular business number, and is that forwarded to this company after closing hours? Is that how it works, or how does that work technically?
No, what we've done is we've changed the phone number on our remote facilities where the public would recognize an alarm. We've also changed the numbers on our websites. And am I missing anything, Rochelle?
The voicemail. When they call in, they get a voicemail that says, you know, we're closed for the evening. If you have an emergency, please call this number.
Okay, thanks. Perfect.
And that was all I had.
Thank you. Item 6, unfinished business. We have no new items underneath that. Item 7, new business. Number 1 is the COVID-19 customer considerations. Kurt, do you want to give us an update there?
It will be a short and sweet update, I believe, because at this point it looks like we may have gained one additional customer that will be in a status of being shut off if they don't provide a payment by the 15th of the month. So we're not seeing much impact at all. We haven't seen any abuse of taking advantage of the fact that we're not doing shutoffs. It's, to date, it appears that everyone's paying bills normally.
Yeah, Sean?
Yeah, can I just say that I have gotten some communication from people who saw the blue slip that was in their bill and were very thankful for it. So thank you all for doing that.
That's great feedback. Yeah.
Cameron?
I've got on our sales for some of our stuff, it's by the bill that they push through. Is that money not coming in? How much is that gonna put us in a bind anywhere with every the influx of things being down?
I sort of held off that discussion for the next agenda item.
Oh, okay.
But I'm happy to discuss it now if that's what the board prefers.
I think we're ready to move forward, so please go on to the next one.
Okay. So back to your question, Cameron. What we're seeing as far as revenue changes in April, our water consumption was down and our sewer volumes were down. So we're seeing some reduction in user fees, but also our budget up to date for this fiscal year, we were actually exceeding our budget projections. So we're basically where we should be for the end of April. With that said, we also anticipate the $30,000 per month reduction from the capital improvement charges for the wastewater treatment plant that we all anticipated.
Yes, Sean.
Kirk, can you give us a sense of how much we're down in April versus last year in April?
Yes. I did look at that, and it's roughly around $7,000 or $8,000 per month or per April this year that we received in user fees versus last year for water, and then also a similar amount for sewer.
Okay, thank you.
Ann?
And Kirk, I'm assuming, is this a safe assumption to make that that is largely commercial accounts because residential accounts have a flat rate except when they exceed a certain amount? Or
most of
residential accounts lower or going down to the minimum?
I think your statement is absolutely correct. We've seen a decline in business and particularly larger commercial usage. So I do believe that's where it's most noticeable. That dollar amount I saw was overall revenue received, but yeah, we're convinced that it is coming from the commercial rental vacant rental properties and in our single industrial customer whose water volumes are way down, almost to nothing.
Cameron?
How long could we sustain something like this as far as, say, $7,000 a month or even more, to say, you know, $10,000 a month? How long could we carry this load with?
I believe that could be sustained for several months or longer if necessary, but at some point adjustments will be needed. Michelle would probably be better at providing any details. Is there a specific time frame, Michelle, that you would start getting nervous about our reduced user charges?
I would take it out at least 9-10 months. The budget's coming out Friday. You'll all get a copy of it Friday. The revenues are lower on the budgets than this year, obviously. But I think it's because of the flat rates and because of the tiers, the way they were set up originally, which should be looked at in the future. I think our base rates are enough to hold us for quite a while.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think overall, utilities aren't quite as impacted as many other businesses by some of the pandemic shutdowns, but we're very similar to other utilities in that regard, and so we do have some time to react, but we also want to stay ahead of things so that we don't find ourselves having to increase rates at some point in the future.
Any other questions on new business? All right. Item 8, guest comments. We're having these submitted electronically to the authority manager or a telephone call to the authority manager. Kirk, did you receive any comments or questions?
I did receive an email this week from a former board member, Larry Rouse, and he did want to meet with me regarding access to the trailheads on the BLM property. So I will be meeting with him at some point in the near future.
Okay, thank you. Any other guest comments or questions that might have come up from anybody else on the board? Okay, item 9, director comments. John?
Yeah, I heard Michelle say that the budget will come out Friday. any chance that I could come out any earlier? I mean, this year, more than anything else, it seems like, from my perspective, I'm going to be diving deep into this thing. And so the more time that we have to do it, you know, 3 days, it'd be nice to have more than 3 days to get into it.
Yeah, I could be pushed. I mean, the budget's done. I just have one item that I'm looking at. We could push it until... I don't know, Thursday morning? Would that suffice, or?
Okay. Well, I mean, the more time that I've got to dive into it, the better.
Okay.
Meeting is Tuesday, but.
Right. I'll be here partially tomorrow. If I can get it out tomorrow, I will call you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Now, Michelle, these are draft budgets, right? Since we're going into budget meetings next week, and we're distributing them mostly electronically, or is this all paper?
This is all paper. I'll be delivering them to each of the budget committee members that I have spoken to, and each of you.
Wow.
Thank you. Done.
I just want to bring this up again. I don't know what the status is and how we're viewing the reports. Any chance we can see in the budget what this year's year-to-date numbers are?
Oh, in comparison to the new budget?
Correct.
I'd have to write a custom report, right?
Yeah.
I could, no.
So,
I could,
Sean, you mean on the fiscal year report that we look at every month? You're thinking.
One of the things that's troubled me over the years is that when we're looking at the budget reports, when we get the actual budget, is that it's got, you know, 2 years prior actual numbers, but it doesn't show, like, on the left side of the budget. It doesn't show what our current year actual is. It shows current year budget, but it doesn't show current year actual. And so if we're, you know, to compare those things, you've got to go back and forth between two different reports.
Michelle?
So if I were to give you a budget in an Excel spreadsheet format, and I were to give it to you with actual through April plus the budget, would you know that it was 2 months off, that you'd have to add 2 months to it? So I could give you the prior year budget, this year to date, and next year's budget. Those three columns would help you.
Yeah, just so I can see what this next year proposed budget is, but what this year's actual is. And I understand that it's 2 months off, right? Because we're missing May and June by
right.
the time you get it. Yeah. And if it was in Excel, that's great. I can manipulate it in Excel. That'd be awesome.
Right. You could add 2 months to it. You could divide it by 10 and times 5. Okay.
Yeah. And I assume that you prorate your months based on usage, so it's not, you know, it's not as simple as taking, you know, 10 divided by 12, but you get at least a ballpark.
Okay, so can I ask the board if this is something I'm going to write? This is a custom report that I'll be writing tonight and tomorrow. Is this something the whole board wants, or is this for Sean's use?
I'd like to see that myself.
Okay, sounds like the whole board.
I think it would help me also.
Okay.
John, and then Ann.
I think something that's been asked a couple of times before in the budget meetings, and I want to say it was maybe Gary Link last year that asked about it, so I think it would be helpful overall.
Okay. It might be, it's going to take me a couple hours to write a report, so I'll get on that tonight.
Will that push you back a little bit, though, Michelle?
Maybe a hair. But I'm pretty good.
A couple here.
Yeah.
Dan, did you have a comment?
Well, I was just thinking that since what Michelle's talking about is an Excel spreadsheet, which I assume you'll email out to us and we'll open up on our own, it's not going to be a printed document.
No.
So you could, you're going to go ahead with the budget in the way that you're working on it anyway. Whether I would use that or not, I can't answer because I haven't ever had it, and but I have referred back to both copies if I had a question like that. So I guess I would like to have it and work with it a little bit and see if I need it or not.
Okay. I'll just make sure everybody gets it.
As long as you're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and then the board package that normally goes out, which will be ready by tomorrow, I'll incorporate it in there, but I'll also send you the spreadsheet Excel so that you can start manipulating it. But I'll also have it in the board packet.
Done.
Yeah, I mean, it. Thank you, Michelle. First of all, I think that's awesome. That helps me a lot. The when I looked at last year's budget, I mean, the column directly to the left of all the descriptions essentially is a blank column in the budget because it doesn't really show anything, and so it seems like there's a space there that's kind of a placeholder space. I'm totally fine with it in Excel, and I can completely look at it any way I want to in Excel. So.
Okay, so you're okay. I think I got it. I think, but I'm going to give you last year's budget, this year, year to date, and next year's budget. But I'm also going to give you the spreadsheet if you wanted to go back a couple of years.
Yeah, because it seems like in the past we've had 2 years worth of prior data,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But the one column that to me is significant from when I've looked at budgets in the past is what the proposed budget for this next fiscal year is compared to our actual year-to-date 10-month process for the current year.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Other director comments? Oh, Kirk, please go ahead.
Okay. I'm just coming back to guest comments. I got an email from Larry Rouse pointing out that Tillamook County has made some accommodations for cash property taxes. I guess they're receiving cash payments. And he was asking if we do that here, and currently we haven't had the need to do that, but I believe that we could arrange for that if we had to, if that was the only way a customer could pay. So I just wanted to share that with the board. I could respond to Larry separately, but currently I'm not sure there's a demand for that, but I think we can make those accommodations.
Yes, Sean?
Well, one, I'm a little bit worried that maybe Larry's become a drug dealer. But I would just like to say for you, Kirk, Larry's a great guy, and he's got wisdom beyond anything I could ever attain. So, please pay attention to what he says.
Will do.
Ann and then Cameron?
I listened to the Board of Commissioners meeting where they had a fulsome discussion about this issue of people that bring their property tax payments in cash to the courthouse. And the courthouse, of course, is closed except for some functions. And they had a very thorough discussion about the court officer that's present in the foyer, overseeing the transfer of cash. They had issues about verification of funds. If the person left the foyer and went back to the office to deposit the funds and write out a receipt and then bring it back, what if something happened in the meantime and money disappeared? It was a very, very thorough, detailed discussion, and they did finally come to some way of handling it, but I don't envision that kind of issue ever occurring with PCJWSA. I think if it were an issue that were needed by our population and our client base, that we would have seen this many times in the past. It's not something that happens just because of the pandemic. So my comment on this issue is that I feel confident that our staff will make the appropriate judgment if and when that issue ever arises. And I don't think that the board needs to worry about establishing some kind of policy.
Chairman?
My concern is that somebody doesn't come in with a bag full of pennies, quarters, dimes, and making a payment. That, I mean, you know, if you're saying currency, I mean, I know years past that people up in Tillamook have done that to pay their taxes.
I think that was probably a political statement more than anything.
Yes.
I'm not sure that we're going to have that issue here with a monthly bill that's under $100 as opposed to a couple of thousand to multi-thousand dollars that are being paid in property taxes.
I just wanted to get it out there.
Thank you.
Or Michelle, want a bag of quarters?
All right. Any other director comments?
I think we ought to take the copper. It's right now running at about $2.50 a pound.
Thank you, Tom. I'd like to remind the board that next month is June, and that is our 6 month time frame for our mini evaluation of our new authority manager. I will be sending the forms out to everybody at the end of this week and give you a couple of weeks to write your comments. I'll get them back and then collate that together so that we have something to review during our executive session in June. Any questions at this point on that particular issue?
I don't know. I think he's doing a pretty fabulous job.
I'm glad that you think so. We'll put that in writing.
I just wanted to add, it's been a real pleasure working here.
Well, I think you put in.
All right, then. Hearing no other comments at 5:43, I will adjourn our meeting.
I want to say one thing. I want to thank everybody, Michelle, our board members and our crew, everybody's done an awesome job at this time. Everybody's time that everybody's put me in. So, thumbs up here.
All right.
We'll share that with staff. Thank you all.
Meeting has been adjourned. Thank you. Michelle is moderator.
Right,
can you stay
here
for a minute with me?
Bye.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Go ahead and get off. You are off.